And now the terror threat revealed this week. Tonight, the FBI studying that new kind of bomb from Al-Qaeda. The plot foiled by the double agent. But the man behind it, the master bomb maker, is still in hiding, still at work, reportedly hoping to surgically implant explosives in people and even pets. ABC's chief investigative correspondent Brian Ross has the latest tonight.
At the age of only 30, Ibrahim al-Assiri has now emerged as the most feared face of terror for American authorities. The master bomb maker behind the efforts of Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula to blow up a U.S. passenger jet.
Al-Qaeda affiliates in the Arabian Peninsula represent the top counterterrorism threat to the nation.
U.S. authorities tell ABC News that al-Assiri's latest designs involve bombs surgically implanted in terrorists, as well as bombs hidden in pets to be carried on aircraft, in cameras, and in external hard drives that would explode when plugged into a laptop computer.
He's got an operational savvy to him that is useful for an Al-Qaeda operative.
A Saudi citizen who studied chemistry in college. Al-Assiri's parents say he became radicalized after the death of a brother.
He hates American ideology. He hates Western values.
Because of the threat of al-Assiri and his al-Qaeda group, the U.S. has vastly expanded its drone operations inside Yemen. Al-Assiri has survived at least one U.S. drone strike in the last year.
We want to make sure that he doesn't have the opportunity to continue to build any device whatsoever or impart his knowledge to anyone else.
While al-Assiri and al-Qaeda's latest plot was foiled, authorities tell ABC News there are several other plots aimed at U.S. airlines that are at the very least in the planning stages, if not further along. Tonight, the FBI continues to pore over al-Assiri's latest bomb, the one brought out of Yemen by the double agent working for the CIA and others. Al-Assiri's twisted genius, Diane, means the threat from al-Qaeda remains very real and active.
Brian, thank you. And now we turn